Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. I'm going to go right to Melissa here. Poor Melissa, we've been keeping her waiting over in Houston. Welcome, Melissa.
I'm insulted. I'm in Austin.
I mean Austin. Oh, Houston,
yeah.
Austin, you know. We're all the same.
No, it's not. Yuck. Okay. There's a fellow here in Austin named Freeman who is a wonderful researcher, and this is a whole little different caveat on the Bush family. If you go to his website, The Freeman Perspective, and look for the article about Barbara Bush and who her real father is, it would seem that he is Aleister Crowley.
I've heard that before. I've never really looked into it and looked at the documentation of it, but I have heard that from multiple sources.
Yeah, and this would be for Al to look at, just because it's a whole another trail to follow on just where the evil is coming from
country. You mean that is it that Barbara Bush's father was Aleister Crowley?
Yes.
I didn't quite. Is that correct? Yeah, I have seen many different research perspectives on the Bush family. There is one that is absolutely fascinating that holds that George H.W. Bush, that Prescott Bush and George H.W. Bush were actually a Nazi father and son spy team that were parachuted into the U.S.
Their last name would be Scherf.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so there are all these different,
right. But that would make
takes on it.
That would make W's grandfather. I'm confused.
Grandfather.
Aleister Crowley.
Oh, great-grandfather, in that case, yeah.
However it goes, but that's kind of an interesting little take, considering he really, he really was kind of not a nice man.
And for those who don't know, Aleister Crowley was, what do you say, he was an evil cultist. His own mother disowned him. He had 666 tattooed on his forehead. He was engaging in human sacrifice and massive occultic orgies, and, he was just a nut. He drank blood. He was just a creep show, and
in the 1800s.
Yeah.
In the 1800s, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and then, kind of upsetting to me is that the guitarist from Led Zeppelin bought his castle, and a lot of dark things happened there. And
a lot of rock musicians have been a fan
I know.
You got even the Beatles.
I can't tell you how many times I've destroyed all my CDs and then went out and bought them again.
Not that listening to the music makes you evil, but I mean, it's just important to be aware of this stuff, where these people get their
influences. Yeah. If you accept the normal, the mainstream genealogical analysis of the Bush family, there is an original George Bush, which goes way back, who had certain belief systems about the Islamic world, and having read all of these versions and having studied Aleister Crowley relatively deeply, read the Book of Thoth. I've used the Thoth tarot cards. I tend to believe myself. I subscribe to the mainstream genealogical line, and that is that.
I don't know. There's a fellow named what's his name that Michael Herzog has on periodically that has traced that.
I tell you what, we'll pick it up from there. We got to go to break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Okay. Good.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Before we go back to Melissa on the phone, I just want to mention, you know, for some who think, oh, well, you know, what does it matter if Barbara is related? She's a good person. And well, she's related, you know, whether she's related physically or not, she's related intellectual, or should I say character-wise. Lest some people have forgotten, you know, this woman, well, first of all, if you're married to the devil himself, it's hard for you to be a very good person now, isn't it? But, you know, just look at some of the things she said over the years. She was asked about, the people dying in Iraq, our soldiers and the Iraqis. And she says, oh, I don't poison my beautiful mind with such things. I dwell on happy things. I'm not going to talk about, I don't really care about who's dying in Iraq. I want to talk about happy things like my stock portfolio that's benefiting from this war. But, you know, then she said, and this is even worse, in the wake of Katrina 2 years ago, she was asked about the poor people tied up in the dorm and how they're dying left and right. And she says, well, they're poor anyway, so this is working out quite well for them. I mean, that's the equivalent of let them eat cake back in the French Revolution, you know. Oh, yeah, she's an endearing, warm woman. Anyway, go ahead, Melissa. You had something else you were saying. We were talking about the bloodlines or something before the break?
Yeah. As far as the Scherf connection, that the fellow's name was Don Nikoloff, who's done the research, and he's got a lot of documentation.
Yeah, I've had him on. Yeah, he's great.
And you can find his work through the Idaho Observer.
He wrote that story originally, actually.
That's right. And then back to this, to the Crowley thing. If she really is the daughter of Aleister Crowley, then, or Crowley, as Americans like to pronounce it, that would make her demon spawn. I'm sorry. And yeah. I better be careful because you know how she is. She gets a little testy with folks. If I have the door kicked in tonight, I'll know why.
Yeah. Any comments, Alfred, on that? Or?
Yeah, I haven't really focused on the genetic. She's also the Bush family is also connected to the Windsors, and the Queen of England and Rockefeller are probably the two largest owners.
Daddy and son have been knighted.
Yeah, the Queen of England is one of the single largest owners of uranium through Rio Tinto mines, and that's uranium and the nuclear industries through nuclear power plants, through depleted uranium weapons, and through atomic testing is the principal, through the ionizing radiation, is the principal instrumentality of a depopulation policy that was formally adopted by the Bilderberger Group and by these inner networks in as early as 1954, actually going back to the 1940s, with an intention of reducing the Earth's population by at least one-third, if not two-thirds. That's between 2 and 4 billion people. And the House of Windsor, Queen Elizabeth, who owns up to $6 billion worth of uranium stocks, is part of this intentional depopulation policy, as are the Rockefellers, who own the nuclear industry in a vertical fashion. That is, they own the uranium, they own the nuclear power plants through General Electric and others, they own the nuclear weapons facilities through the defense industry, and they own the war-making machinery because they own most of the politicians. And own the governments. They own the permanent war economy. So the issue that is, if one then gets into reincarnational theory, and there is a scientific basis for reincarnation, if you look at the works of Dr. Ian Stevenson, who's a professor of medicine at the University of Virginia Medical School, there's a sound basis for it. So then you look at how clusters of souls tend to reincarnate together as karmic families. Well, you would have the deeper soul of Barbara Bush, of Prescott Bush, of Adolf Hitler, of George W. Bush, of George H.W. Bush, of Queen Elizabeth, of the Rothschilds, of the Rockefellers.
I think George was supposed to come back as a cow, and something got mixed up, and he still got the brain of a cow, but the body of a human.
I've seen very deep hermeneutic studies that of the secret spiritual names of George W. Bush, and they include, evil, the evil one.
Evil,
you know,
no question.
And so whether or not, and what the connection between the spiritual world and the kind of incarnational world and spiritual identity of souls and genetics, that's something that I wouldn't want to because good souls might choose a mission inside an evil family. So I'm not totally on board with the connection between genetics. Now, if one of the purposes of satanics is to then use genetics to, with satanic ceremony, to channel in particularly evil influences, well, fine. I think that there's much larger factors at work here.
Well, you know about Skull and Bones, right? I mean, there's no question at all that the elites in the political world, the entertainment world, the academic world, I mean, you name it. You know, they go every year.
These are the same set of characters who 26,000 years ago brought Atlantis down. But the problem is that we're on a different 26,000-year cycle, and those of us who got clobbered then by them are, in fact, going to win this time around. So that's why I don't, or at least that's my expectation. So,
no question. There's nothing
so there are cycles within cycles within cycles, and once one introduces the spiritual or the incarnational or the dimensional or the exopolitical dimension to an historical analysis, I think you have to take a look at all of these cycles, including the larger cycles like the Atlantean cycle, the Lemurian cycle, you know, the larger 26,000 year cycle. This 26,000 year cycle, for those listeners who may not be familiar with it, refers to certain movements around the galactic center, which is a black hole. Science has discovered a black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy, which is about 23 light years away from Earth. The Mayans called it Unankub, and the Mayan calendar, which some say was extraterrestrially derived, is actually a galactic calendar rather than a solar calendar, which is what the Gregorian calendar is.
I don't get too much into all that, but I know what you're saying. There's cycles. There's no question about that. You look through history.
Yeah.
I mean, the Vedas called it the Yugas. And did you have any more comments, Melissa?
Well, yeah. You had mentioned the ETs earlier, and Moroni and all of that. I would just say that you need to maybe look into Genesis chapter 6 and the fallen angels. The elite of the world do care about bloodline. The Illuminati bloodline, which is they're trying to protect that bloodline of the fallen angels who mated with the daughters of men, and that's my point of view from biblical research. So
yeah, that's a very valid point of view, and that's where the term bloodlines comes from.
That's the
one view is that those particular extraterrestrials who made it then are from planet X, which is due to return within the next 300 to 400 years. So that the depopulation policy by the elite is actually an attempt to clean up the planet prior to the return of what they call the Anunnaki, which is the name for these ETs. The problem with that analysis... problem with that analysis, and I would urge the listener from Austin, where I've spent many good times because my sister is a lawyer there, a lot of my brothers went to UT Austin, to read my book, to look at my book, Exopolitics. The problem with that analysis is that whatever interventions the Anunnaki have done in the past, we're now on an entirely different cycle. What is occurring now that in fact there's a good basis using the scientific method to support is that we have a unified upper dimensional plan involving the galactic governance.
We've got to go to a quick break. Melissa, did you want to hold on or?
Yeah, I have a comment after that.
Okay, sure. All right, stick with us, folks. We'll be right back, and we got a couple more callers too. We'll take.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. I just had to let you know, Alfred, you got the magic touch, I guess. My ratings, they're telling me, are the highest ever, I guess, on this show today.
Wow.
So you got some magnetic pull there, I guess. Anyway, Melissa, you had a few comments, and then we'll go to we got a couple other callers waiting. Boy, the phones are ringing off the hook today.
Yeah, well, I hope Barbara isn't one of the ones listening, but...
Our job is to educate these folks.
Well, yeah. I should have used an alias then. Geez. anyway, the Anunnaki you referred to, the Old Testament talks about the Anakims, in the, you know, in the struggle between Israel and other peoples.
Wasn't that Darth Vader's son?
Huh?
Or Darth Vader? Anakin?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. Yeah, Luke, I'm your father. Anyway, the Anakims in the Old Testament were of these fallen angels, and God said, kill them all. And then look into the thing about giants and 32-foot-tall creatures, humans, skeletal remains. Every time they find one of these skeletal remains, they quickly cover it with every kind of military secrecy that they can put on it so that nobody finds out that there really were 32-foot-tall human beings on the earth. That would be part of these offspring of the fallen angels. They were called giants for a reason. And as far, I'd like to mention back to Freeman again. Freeman talks about the tarot cards quite a bit. He's an interesting character. I've learned so much from him. that it, I would just send everybody to his site, watch his videos for free, listen to his archived radio broadcasts on the right side of the page. Just amazing information there about the secret societies, the hidden logos, the you know, they mark everything with their stamp, like they plant their flag on everything. They put their name on it, and it's a kind of a sigil magic, a hidden magic that starts out as one symbol and then morphs into another and still holds its power. And they are, the dark side is literally trying to claim this world as theirs, but from the Christian, biblical Christian point of view, I stand against that.
Yeah, I can totally support that. And also, just to finish up what I was saying, Charles, on this cycle of the Mayan calendar, which is a very long cycle, it's a 26,000 year cycle, ends on December 21st, 2012. So all of this dark stuff, all of this dark side stuff, it's up, it's over. This play is over, and we're going on to a much better play, which is a sustainable, cooperative, peaceful space age society. And all these guys are being left behind, and right now the energy of the Galactic Center is coming out, and this is why it's all being made transparent, and all this stuff is coming out in into the public, and well, all their dirty laundry is going to be.
I hope you're right, Alfred. In this case, you and Melissa are going to meet on the White House lawn that night. We're going to have a big celebration.
Hallelujah.
It's an absolute privilege to live during this time.
Exactly.
It really is an exciting time
amazing
to live.
Times. Yeah, it is.
All right, I'll let definitely. You guys go. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks a lot,
thank
Melissa.
You.
Okay, I guess we'll go to, oh boy, who we got here? We got Ann in Dallas. Welcome to the show, Ann. Sorry for the wait.
Yes. I wanted to ask your guest about Princess Di and her bloodline. I had heard that she was really legitimate heir to the throne.
Yes, yes, that's a very key question, and I've spoken to researchers who state that number one, there's a good case that she was assassinated by the throne of England, and that was probably the reason why she had two connections which were higher than the current Windsors. Mm-hmm. Number one, as I understand it from one researcher, Diana's mother may have been a Rothschild, which means that on her mother's side, she's connected to the House of Rothschild, which is actually the world's ruling family. It's the banking family whose net worth is $100 trillion that rules the city of London, which is actually the ruling entity of the world. We're actually all under a Zionist banking family. This is a Zionist world that we live in, number one.
Mm-hmm.
On her father's side, her claim to royalty was actually higher than that of the current Windsors. And hence, she divorced because she was very much opposed to the House of Windsor. She called them the reptiles.
Mm-hmm.
That was her private name for them. She was very much of a social activist, and she was starting to move out into the public when she was going to marry. That would have given her a private fortune and would
I put a show together on her, and I should have done it a couple weeks back, you know, when they had the anniversary of her death, but it's no question she was bumped off MI6 job. Stick with us, guys. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charles Giuliani. We have Alfred Weber on as our guest, and we've got Ann from Dallas on the line.
So, Charles went after Diana to make his heirs legitimate, more or less. As an incubator.
There were a number of reasons why, if Diana had married Dodi Fayed, that would have given her access to an unlimited amount of capital. With that capital and her higher status on the royal bloodline and her higher appeal to world public opinion, she could have become a competitor for the throne of England for moral authority.
And you know, seeing that she was pregnant, for her to give birth to an Arab. Baby,
mm-hmm.
Right, with a Zionist-dominated political system and economic system, that's just forbidden. And there's other things, too. I mean, she was outspoken about a lot of corruption going on, and she wanted the British government to clean up their mess with all the mines all over Africa. And I mean, she just had to go. She was a nuisance. An embarrassment to the family as well, you know, to the royal family. So, and you know, as to how they did it, there's no question about it. Anybody who looks into this, there's a number of books out there you can get. But they used an old tactic that's been employed by the Soviet intelligence agencies, for example, where you have this powerful flash camera. Everybody thinks it's a camera, but it's not a flash camera, a flash gun, they call it. Everybody thinks it's a camera, but what it does, it's so bright, when you flash it right into the eyes of the victim, it actually paralyzes them. Not only does it blind them, but it's so powerful, it shocks the system. You go into convulsions that last for several minutes, long enough, of course, for you to crash the car and die, because they deliberately cause you to speed up by having a... This was all set up ahead of time. They had a motorcycle come in behind, posing as a paparazzi. It was an MI6 agent. I even got the name, too. I figured I have to look it up, but they know who it was. He came up behind the car and was pretending to be paparazzi, and so the car speeds up. And then they have another car in front that pulled out ahead of time in an off-ramp, and they had the flash gun go off, blinded the driver... Henry, and of course it crashes, but she survived, and she would have lived too. She was still alive after the crash, but they took 40 minutes to get to a hospital. It was only 5 minutes down the street. They passed two other hospitals on the way. I mean, if this isn't obviously a murder, you got to be kidding me. It's like 9/11. You're going to write this off as incompetence? They couldn't get her to a hospital in less than 40 minutes? I mean, come on. This whole thing was set up. Anyway, you guys still there? I went off on a
rant. Yeah. Thank you for that. That was very good, Charles.
But I mean, you know, there's precious little that goes on anymore like this, especially when we're dealing with deaths of high-profile people that you can write off as accidents. You know, every single time you start lifting under the rug, and it's like, my goodness, the mound of lumps that starts emerging, and you know, you got Wellstone. Tell me that was an accident. You know, this guy's flying home to campaign for re-election and conveniently is
Yeah, just to let you know, Charles, with regard to the assassination of Senator Paul Wellstone...
That's what it was.
Two points of fact. Representative Dennis Kucinich, we've worked with Dennis Kucinich for a number of years. We helped him draft the Space Preservation Act, which I think is the law that you talked about earlier, and he and Paul had met, and Paul had agreed to introduce the Space Preservation Act into the U.S. Senate, and they were going to hold a joint press conference. Well, guess what? A couple of months later, right before the planned press conference, they used a psychotronic weapon to bring his plane down, so the Space Preservation Act was never introduced.
Sure.
So that's some of the hidden history behind Dennis Kucinich and Paul Wellstone.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, folks, it's an ugly rat nest. I'm going to be doing shows on these assassinations coming up in the future, and there's no question. This goes on all the time. JFK Jr., too. A lot of people still are in the dark about what went on there, but as always...
That occurred right after he told Hillary Clinton, and right after he decided he was going to publish in George magazine the truth about the Kennedy assassination and the involvement of George H.W. Bush and all of the people, and after he told Hillary Clinton that she was not fit to hold public office, and he announced that he was going to run for public office, he was offed.
Yeah, right. And of course, I mean, come on, how many Kennedys have they done this to? Very mysterious deaths, everybody knows this, it's a fact. The only one they haven't gone after is Ted, because obviously he's been silenced, and he learned very early on to keep his mouth shut with the Chappaquiddick thing. But, you know, this is what happens every time a Kennedy, because, you know, the one thing they're afraid of more than anything else is that they're going to reopen JFK's murder files, and you know that's what RFK was all about. That's why they bumped him off. Anyway, I got poor Bill in Idaho was holding. Did you have anything more, Ann, that you wanted to mention, or maybe she hung up?
Yeah,
I guess she hung up. Okay, we got Bill in Idaho. Welcome, Bill.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Excellent as usual, and a true honor, no doubt. I'm hoping that the common law grand jury, natural law grand jury that Dr. Wynn Parker is begging for is recording all of this evidentiary documentation under discovery. It is absolutely heaven-sent blessing between you and the RBN team. Certainly Mr. Herzog, and I'm hoping that you can get Mr. Herzog on, and I'm not soaking up his space. But I only caught part of this. The moronic implications in relation to the bloodline history, so that it's extremely clear, in relation to, I don't know whether I heard or partially heard, and I had a follow-up, the discussion of a possibility of a Adamic redemption possibility, or did I misinterpret that?
Well, are you speaking about a Urantia book framework there? When you say Adamic...
The volume is really bad.
Oh, sorry. When you say Adamic redemption, what do you mean?
In regard to Junior being of the reptilian bloodline.
Oh. Okay. Well, it is, i.e., if we look from a bloodline point of view, certainly there's good evidence with the Bushes being connected up to the House of Windsor that they're all from... have an Anunnaki bloodline. From that score, so does John Kerry and so does Al Gore. Okay? So...
And John Kerry, they're all related.
Yeah. However, the larger point that I'm trying to make is that all of this bloodline folderole is now coming to an end. We're coming to an end of the last 26,000 years of history, which is the Adam and Eve kind of history. And all that's going to end, this is 2007, we're 5 years away from the end of this era of history, and we're coming into a new chapter of history. And if you read the book Exopolitics, you'll get a glimpse of what the next chapter is. And the next chapter is we're graduating into our galactic citizenship because we're going to link up with galactic civilization and we're actually going to become, it'll be like, quote, heaven on earth. We're actually going to become a sustainable, cooperative, space-age society, eventually with contact with other ethical advanced civilizations. And
well, no question, we're building up to a crescendo here. There's definitely something big coming down. You know what, we got a couple more callers and we're running out of time.
I was hoping that just even for a moment that considering Mr. Hertz's critical linkage here with you, that you would have him on the air with this guest only by virtue of the fact that we are getting ready to lose an equally...
You're talking about Herzog?
Yes, but we're getting...
Yeah, I'm actually working on that.
Getting ready to lose an equally spiritually elevated patriot Christian here, Eric Shine, and we need the patriot Christian community to contact Elijah Cummings. He's chairs the Marine Judiciary in Congress. To have Eric Shine.
Do you know Eric Shine, Alfred?
You know, please remind me of who he is. I have heard that name,
and
at this moment, I just don't have recall.
Go ahead.
Well, he's going to trial in another less than 2 weeks. He's been getting a lot of flack from the military. He's, you know, basically
railroading.
A whistleblower. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're coming down on him with a vengeance.
We need him in congressional hearings. We need to land on Elijah Cummings like a lead foot to have Eric Shine have congressional hearings, and
okay.
Dr.
What
Sam
did
Kennedy
Eric Shine whistleblow on?
Yes. Yes, he's monstrously informed, and he has the Admiralty Maritime Code that Dr. Sam Kennedy needs to put these reptiles in the pits where they belong. He's
well,
very.
I tell you what, Dan, I'm going to get to these last two calls.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Dalton in Tennessee. Maybe after I can get in touch with you. And give you more information on Eric Schein, because this is a major case coming down, and I don't know, maybe you could possibly give him some advice or something. Anyway, Dalton, are you there? Hello, Dalton. I guess we lost Dalton. How about Ian in the UK? Are you there, Ian?
Hey, Charlie. How you doing?
Yeah, welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I was just actually phoning up regarding the lady.
Oh, wait a minute. Was that Dalton?
Yes, it was.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry. We got both of them on at the same time. Ian, you mind holding just 1 second? Let's go to Dalton first.
No problem at all. That's
fine. I thought we lost him. Okay, yeah, Dalton, go ahead. Dalton. I guess we lost him again. All right, Ian, we'll go back to you. This is crazy.
Okay, interesting times, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, just phoning up about some of the relative parts about the Lady Diana thing. I'll try and just be quick. I just, because obviously... the information relating to that. Number one, Rothschild himself actually has no claim to the throne. He was knighted by the royal family. He's only been knighted as a lord, so he doesn't actually have any claim to the British royal family, even through Windsor connections. They weren't related in any way, shape, or form, and they're not currently related. And the actual main line is the Stuart line, not the Spencer line, which is what Lady Diana is a member of. She was Lady Diana Spencer. But there's absolutely no doubt about it that the main reason was because of the embarrassment factor.
Yeah.
The idea of the money, the royal family makes people like, you know, Al-Fayed look like peasants. She doesn't have any money. She doesn't need any money. That's what Rothschild's for. If she needs anything, she can always go to him. But fundamentally, in the actual line of lineage, this is really what it's all about. And the lineage doesn't actually relate. Obviously, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, the original name of the royal family, came in, but they usurped the Stuart family. And the Stuarts were like the Jacobite period as well. So their line effectively got cut. And that's really where the sort of conflict with the royal lineage lies. It's not with the Spencers.
Right.
So Lady Diana didn't have any greater claim to the throne than any other member of the court would have.
Right.
Clear it up, you know.
Right, yeah, the Arab factor. And, you know, people say, oh, that's crazy. The government wouldn't kill anybody. People who say that are just absolutely clueless. Governments kill people all the time.
And the
all
thing
the
is,
time.
Charlie, with the thing is that people don't understand is that the ruling elite within Britain have always had it in for Al-Fayed. They've always had it in. The guy can't even get a passport in this country. So there was no way they were going to let Lady Diana in any way, shape, or form marry one of them.
Right.
I mean, the guy owns the most elite store called Harrods in London. This is where...
And she was pregnant. They covered that up, but she was pregnant.
Exactly. Well, they destroyed her blood sample.
Yeah, just to jump in here... My understanding from independent scientists...
Is this Dalton?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
yeah, this is Alfred.
Oh, okay, I'm sure I didn't recognize your voice there for a minute. I thought it was...
Yeah, yeah.
Do we still have
My
Dalton?
My understanding
Dalton?
From independent scientist Loren Murray, who has researched this, is number one, Diana's mother was a Rothschild, so that makes her a double threat. It's not that the Rothschilds have a claim to the throne, but Diana's being a Rothschild gave her she was part of the power behind the throne. And number two, on the Spencer side, my understanding is that again from independent scientist Loren Murray, I'm just taking her word on it because I haven't looked at the sources, and perhaps she should stand corrected. I'm going to be talking to her later on today, and I will ask her, is that Lady Diana's claim genealogically going through the Tudors is actually superior to the Windsors.
And that
Diana could have mounted an independent attack on the throne, and that is what she had decided to do.
She had decided to
mount an independent attack on the throne.
You see, the Spencer family, anyone theoretically has a greater claim to the throne than the German imported Saxe-Coburg-Gotha.
Right.
Down to the Stuarts.
One
thing we can all agree on, they definitely popped her off as to what the exact reason.
There's
no question. Ian, did you want to hold on? Because we got another caller here waiting. Did you want to hold on?
I mean, give everyone a chance, I guess.
Okay, yeah, thanks a lot, Ian, for calling. Okay, guys, we just got a few more minutes. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I'll tell you, Alfred, I've got to have it back on again because my numbers are soaring today for some reason. I guess this is a very interesting subject. You know, before I bring on the last caller real quick, did you have a website again you wanted to make mention of or any other thing you wanted to, you know, your books, how people can get them?
Yeah, sure. You know, I like to bring people to exopolitics.com. That's exopolitics, com. And there are many different subjects that we are interested in, but that's a good start there.
Okay, great. You know, have you been on John Kulis's show? He's over in Amsterdam. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I've heard him talk about.
Yeah, okay, I thought so, because I've heard him mention exopolitics. And yeah, he's a good friend of mine. I'm actually on his show every week giving political commentaries his Sunday show. Yeah, untoldmysteries.com. Anyway, let's go real quick. We got Dalton in Tennessee. Real quick, Dalton, you had a comment or question for the guest?
I'm finally on.
Hey, sorry about that.
That's okay. I had a question and then a comment. The question is a little off subject, but maybe not. Excuse me. I heard on a show last night I was listening to, they mentioned this business of the cruise missiles going across several states in the United States. Are you familiar in that? With that?
Yeah.
Okay. And they were saying that there were 12 whistleblowers involved in bringing that to the attention of the media, and that they're all 12 dead. Do you know if that's true or not?
Well, yes. We have looked into that. The precise number is in question. We've heard net numbers from 2 to 3 up to 7. This is the first time that I've heard the number 12. Some of them have died under mysterious circumstances, all under violence, some under violent circumstances like automobile crashes, motorcycle crashes. Certainly, it's within the technology of remote influencing using electromagnetic weapons. Yes, there are research articles on the Internet that establish that at least a few of them have died mysterious deaths.
Okay, now my other comment has to do with this business of royal bloodlines and whatnot.
Okay.
Am I still there?
Yeah, you're here.
Okay. What I wanted to say was, and of course all these English fellows that you have should be better authorities on it than myself, but I was kind of under the impression that everybody since the Battle of Hastings was pretty much an usurper and not the real deal in terms of who ought to be running that whole empire. That, William the Bastard, as he was called by some, was not legitimate, and that whole thing wasn't. I just wondered, I'd like to hear their comments on that.
Okay, well, if you go back into British history, certainly there's a very checkered political history. You've got Mary's Queen of Scots, you've got Elizabeth, you've got Henry VIII, you've got the Battle of Hastings. It all goes back, the whole bloodlines goes back to an extraterrestrial colonization of the planet.
I tell you what,
and that's what we have to begin to get clear.
Sorry about that. I want to thank you for coming on. Thanks all the callers for your participation. Have a great day, guys. Tomorrow I'm going to be picking up with my discussion on population control. We'll see you then. Take care.
With recent internet.